Families can now visit their loved ones in long-term care facilities again for the first time since March under Phase 4 of Governor J.B. Pritzker's reopening plan.
The masks cover the smiles, but I mean, it just, the eyes light up, so I'm on both sides. So the residents are excited to see their families.
That's Janelle Clark of Serenity Assisted Living. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Tuesday, June 30th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Policing is a social job. Officers are routinely interacting with members of the public, but even amid COVID-19 concerns, some departments aren't requiring officers to wear masks. Amy Dotson is the public information officer with the Peoria Police. She says masks are encouraged, but not mandatory.
Officers will wear a mask when reasonable, but it depends on the circumstances and the situation.
Dotson says if officers know they are able to maintain the 6 feet of social distancing, no mask is required. But she says police work can change by the second. Dotson says sometimes the situation doesn't allow for time to stop and mask up before continuing to do police work. Officers have to take into account personal safety as well as safety of those around them. And she says things are different when they're not on patrol.
Within the station, officers are not required to wear the mask. But again, within the public and when reasonably necessary, they will wear a mask.
In East Peoria, Deputy Chief of Patrol Keith McAlay says the department has made some minor adjustments in light of COVID-19. He says they're trying to limit the amount of contact amongst officers in the precinct. McAlay says East Peoria squad cars are already limited to a single person, so pairs of officers aren't cooped up in close proximity with one another. During a traffic stop, he says officers no longer stand by the driver's side view mirror. Instead, they stand behind the driver's front door, behind the driver's shoulder. McAlay says officers are encouraged to use hand sanitizer after each call. Both departments say if they're taking a call at a potentially infected resident or a call involving someone who may be infected, officers will wear a mask. Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom today. Two more local people died from COVID-19. Both were residents of nursing homes in the Tri-County area currently grappling with ongoing coronavirus outbreaks. There are 645 total reported cases in Peoria, Tazewell, and Woodford counties. City planners discussed the reasons behind the decision to convert Fulton Plaza into a two-way street and what it means for downtown Peoria. The ACLU of Illinois says the U.S. Supreme Court made the right decision by striking down a Louisiana law requiring doctors performing abortions to have admitting privileges to a nearby hospital. Find more on these stories and other news at WCBU.org. You're listening to On Deck from WCBU Peoria Public Radio. Assisted living facilities are now able to safely connect residents with their loved ones in person for the first time since March, thanks to the next phase of Governor J.B. Pritzker's Restore Illinois reopening plan. Last week, WCBU's Tim Shelley spoke with Janelle Clark, Executive Director of Serenity Assisted Living in East Peoria, about how facilities are reopening for visitors.
We couldn't be more excited about the opportunity to do outdoor visits. We have been preparing for this really since March. So this is the first time our residents have been able to have a face-to-face interaction with their family and friends since we started with the precautions for the virus.
So we're sitting here outside right now. So
we are.
Tell me, all the visits happen here outside, correct?
They do. So we were lucky enough at Serenity to follow the lead of our sister communities in Ohio. They opened up for outdoor visits a couple weeks ago, and then IDPH guidance for outdoor visits came out late last week. And so we were able to review that and come up with a plan that really worked for us. So it was important for us to make sure that residents and families knew how to sign up for the outdoor visits and what to expect, because they are going to look a little bit differently. So there is a screening process we call 24 hours in advance and screen. We also screen the day of the visit and take the temperatures of both the residents and the visitor. We have to remind them that you have to wear the face covering, so which can be challenging. Also, they have to practice social distancing. So they have to stay 6 feet apart, which can be tough too. So no touching, no hugs, which they're willing to forego to be able to see the ones that they love. But that's tough. No food or drink. In addition to all of those rules, we had to make sure our patio space was set up correctly. So we had to make sure we had adequate space for the number of visitors that we were expecting. We had to make sure that we had shade because we're going to have some rainy days and some sunny days. We had to make sure we had separate entrances and exits. And then one of the most challenging part is we had to make sure we had the staff members available to, do everything that we needed to do, plus monitor these visits.
Absolutely. So just in general, I mean, you've had probably at least a few of these visits by now. In general, how would you say they've been going,
or how the families reacted? Oh my gosh, it's been really special for us. So if you can even imagine not being able to see somebody that you love for 3 months. So the masks cover the smiles, but I mean, the eyes light up. So on both sides. So the residents are excited to see their families. We're actually super excited to see them. And we've been hearing stories about them all day from yesterday. Absolutely. So it's been great.
So how often can somebody visit? Is it like a once a day? You got to go through, because you said there's like a 24-hour process.
So there is. So we linked up with Sign Up Genius, which is kind of an app that they can go on. And we're doing visits Tuesday through Saturday. And we've got time slots in the morning and in the afternoon. And then we're hoping that Saturday can catch some of those family members that are working. And then if that doesn't work, they can call and we can kind of try to make arrangements. But we're trying to accommodate them. About 20 families per day can visit. And I think 16 families on Saturday.
That was Tim Shelley's interview with Janelle Clark, Executive Director of Serenity Assisted Living in East Peoria. To see a story about a family that reunited for the first time in several months, go to WCBU.org. Before we let you go, there's a sewing machine crash course for adults being held tonight at the Peoria Art Guild. No experience or materials needed, and the Peoria Art Guild will be following the state's recommended guidelines for Phase 4 of reopening. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.